This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Addendum to my first four films that have now been proven deadly accurate. There's been a resurgence of my films online as people watch the 24-year-old film right up to the last one I made 14 years ago.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations public.
Chief Division Counsel and DOJ have approved a no-knock breach.
We want the subject to be on display,
doing the walk of shame, full visual impact.
Any questions?
Are we becoming a police state?
Government told American citizens they couldn't go to church on Sunday.
I've never seen anything like it. It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
FBI warrant, come to the door now!
There's a heavy banging at my door.
Open up!
It's 15 marked units on my property. I got SWAT in the back of my house.
It took a battering ram to my door.
6 a.m., I hear boom, boom, boom.
And hear about 6 to 8 military-style soldiers,
with the tallest one of them pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant!
Shock you out of sleep, drag you out of your house half clothed, refuse to give you a warrant, ransack your house.
Now I'm facing 15 years in federal prison
for doing nothing other than exercising my right to free speech.
I had no reason to be attacked.
I hope that you remember Matt's name and the role you played in killing him.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
9/11 changed everything.
We're going to expand the Bureau from law enforcement to domestic intelligence. Legal shackles are now off.
It used to be Islamic terrorism. That threat has kind of dissipated.
Our focus is shifting.
They're moving to domestic extremism. It really paints anybody who's right of center.
What we need is a person to look at. And then we go find out what crime you did.
If you're a pro-life, pro-family Catholic, they define you as radical.
The demand for domestic terrorism vastly outstrips the supply.
When candidate Trump came down the escalators, the government had a meltdown.
We are going to drain the swamp.
We'll see about that.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you.
The Patriot Act and FISA were used against Donald Trump.
Google literally rewrote their news algorithm based upon what Trump was doing so they could get this guy.
You just take out the word Russiagate and you put in COVID origins. You take out COVID origins and you put in Hunter Biden's laptop. You take that out and you put in January 6th. It's the replicated play from the deep state and their partners in the media.
They're not just deplatforming you. They are trying to throw people in prison.
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Hands on your head!
These are anti-government.
We are freedom of religion and freedom of speech!
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
We can do anything we want.
Police state. Exclusively in theaters October 23rd and 25th. Tickets sold only on policestatefilm.net.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Robert Epstein, one of the leading experts on election fraud, is going to be joining us, but the power went off at his house minutes before he was scheduled to be joining us. And I was going to do a deep dive here for 2 hours with him. And so I'm going to work on that or see what we can do here because he's in his car. But I don't want to do 2 hours from his car. It was great technology we have here, but we're also dependent on power. I was talking last hour, what happens if the globalists turn our power off, what that could do. While we figure out exactly what we're going to do, I wanted to play this clip. Regardless, here's Dr. Robert Epstein on Life, Liberty, and Levin explains how he monitored the 2016 election search results, and then he warned what would happen in 2020, 2022. He's got a new big report out, Google's triple threat to democracy, our children, and our minds, American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. He's got a lengthy bio. We're going to play this clip and then come back with him here in just a few minutes. Here we go.
I am indeed Dr. Robert Epstein. The most important thing for you to know about me is that I'm the father of 5 wonderful children. As it happens, I'm also a research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology.
Okay.
I have been center left my whole adult life, but I value my country and democracy more than I value any party or candidate. That is why I'm speaking out today. I'm here to explain why Google poses a serious threat to democracy, how monitoring systems can protect us from companies like Google, and how Congress can immediately end Google's worldwide monopoly on search. My plan for ending that monopoly was published just yesterday in Business Week. I respectfully request that my article be entered into the congressional record. It's attached to my full testimony.
It will be entered without objection.
I've been a research psychologist for nearly 40 years. My PhD is from Harvard, and since 1981, I've published extensively on AI and other topics. Some of my research has focused on Google, on the company's massive surveillance operations, censorship capabilities, and unprecedented ability to manipulate the thinking of 2.5 billion people, soon to be 4+ billion. I've written articles about Google for Time Magazine, USA Today, that kind of thing, but also for the Daily Caller and even Russia's Sputnik News. I reach out to diverse audiences because I believe the threats posed by Google, and to a lesser extent Facebook, are so serious that everyone needs to know about them. Here are just 3 disturbing findings from my research, which adheres to the very highest standards of scientific integrity. Number 1, in 2016, Google's search algorithm likely impacted undecided voters in a way that shifted at least 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton, whom I supported. I know this because I preserved more than 13,000 election-related searches prior to Election Day, and Google's search results were significantly biased in favor of Secretary Clinton. I know the number of votes that shifted because I've conducted dozens of controlled experiments that measure how opinions shift when search results are biased. I call this shift SEEM, the search engine manipulation effect, which I first published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015. Biased search results can easily produce shifts in the opinions and voting preferences of undecided voters by up to 80% in some demographic groups because people blindly trust high-ranking search results over lower ones. SEEM is an especially dangerous form of influence because it is, in effect, subliminal. It also leaves no paper trail for authorities to trace. It's an example of a short-lived or, quote, ephemeral experience. That's a phrase you'll find in internal emails that have leaked recently from Google. I'm now studying 7 such manipulations, like SEEM, and unlike billboards or those Russian-placed ads, these manipulations are invisible and non-competitive. They're controlled entirely by big tech companies, and there is no way to counteract them. Number 2. On Election Day in 2018, the Go Vote reminder that Google displayed on its home page gave one political party at least 800,000 more votes than it gave the other party. That reminder was not a public service. It was a vote manipulation. Number 3. In the weeks leading up to the 2018 election, bias in Google search results may have shifted upwards of 78.2 million votes spread across many races to the candidates of one political party. This number is based on bias in data captured by my 2018 monitoring system, which preserved more than 47,000 election-related searches conducted by a diverse group of American voters. I know how to stop big tech in its tracks, and that brings me briefly here to monitoring systems and the proposal I published yesterday. A 2015 phone call from the Attorney General of Mississippi prompted me to start a years-long project in which I have learned how to capture online ephemeral experiences. In early 2016, I deployed a system that allowed my team to look over people's shoulders as they conducted online searches with their permission. I deployed a more sophisticated system in 2018, and I'm raising funds now to build a much more comprehensive system in 2020, one that will allow us to catch big tech in the act to instantly spot when Facebook is biasing news feeds or when Twitter is suppressing tweets sent by Ann Coulter or Elizabeth Warren. This system must be built to keep an eye on big tech in 2020. If these companies all support the same candidate, they will have the power to shift 15 million votes to that candidate. To let big tech get away with subliminal manipulation on this scale would be to make the free and fair election meaningless. Finally, regarding yesterday's article, Congress can quickly end Google's worldwide monopoly on search by declaring Google's massive search index, the database the company uses to generate search results, to be a public commons, accessible by all, just as a 1956 consent decree forced AT&T to share all its patents. There is precedent in both law and Google's business practices to justify taking this step, which will make online search competitive again and dramatically diminish Google's power worldwide. In 1961, Eisenhower warned about the possible rise of a technological elite that would control public policy without people's awareness. That elite now exists, and you must determine where we go from here. Chairman Cruz, Ranking Member Hirono, Mrs. Blackburn, other members of the committee, democracy as originally conceived cannot survive big tech as currently empowered. I look forward to your questions.
That was 7 years ago. I got a bunch of clips of him. I remember playing at the time. I remember being blessed to get him on the show. His power went out of his house, so he's doing it from his car, but he's ready and then ready to go here in the next hour and a half. We're going to have him with us. Really appreciate him and his work. He has undoubtedly been hands down the most on target and prestigious person exposing this. Senior research psychologist, American Institute for Behavioral Research Technology, Improving Human Life One Behavior at a Time. And I'm not going to go through his giant bio or all the big papers he's done or the awards he's gotten or where he's worked, but I think before we dive into the fact here we are 7 years later and we're living under this digital dictatorship, people are way more educated on this now. You were a voice in the wilderness back then, so was I. You've now got your latest report, Google's Triple Threat to Democracy, Our Children, and Our Minds. Again, Professor Dr. Robert Epstein is our guest. Dr. R. Epstein, E-P-S-T-E-I-N, mygooglesearch.com, and googletriplethreat.com, googletriplethreat.com. It's going to be painful to see your warnings not really heeded to the extent they should have been in the last few elections openly stolen in front of us, but it's also going to be heartening, Doctor, to see now an accelerated growth curve, almost parabolic.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
That happens because this is very, very important. As soon as we get him reconnected, we will talk to him. And by the way, folks, this is not a conspiracy. This is the technocracy. Maybe the power is out where he's at. There isn't a storm. It's a clear sky. I can see that. Maybe it's just a coincidence the office building he works in has the power off. We had to put in a giant $100,000 generator, and everything hooked up to it was $100,000 more to run this whole complex because other people's power wasn't getting turned off. Ours was, but even though the bill was paid all the time. So we put it in. And now when that happens, it just kicks back on. So they're using the cutting off of energy and the technocracy for total control. And believe me, they're major pissed about his testimony to Congress, the attorney generals, and others. So if he's unable to do the interview today, don't worry. I got plenty of other news and information here to break down and take your calls. But one way or another, we're going to be beating this drum 13 months out exactly today from the 2024 elections because they're trying to keep Trump from being able to run. They admit it. Biden says we're going to keep him from running by indicting him. Letitia James brags about it. I mean, these criminals just brag, and then they're running around trying to bring back mail-in ballots again for the general public, and they're censoring more than ever, except on X. It's still censoring, too. X got really good for a few months, and now I've seen it coming back. So this is a real tug of war. This is a real battle. You know, I meant to get to this clip, and I didn't. So let's play the shorter clip that I was talking about with him, Life, Liberty, and Levin, breaking down more. And again, I've got his newest clips, but this is really important because this is 7 years ago with his predictions and warnings. Here it is.
What happened in 2016, the presidential election?
In 2016, I set up the first ever monitoring system that allowed me to look over the shoulders of a diverse group of American voters. There were 95 people in 24 states. I looked at politically oriented searches that these people were conducting on Google, Bing, and Yahoo. I was able to preserve more than 13,000 searches and 98,000 web pages, and I found very dramatic bias in Google search results, not Bing or Yahoo, just Google's, favoring Hillary Clinton, whom I supported strongly. But the point is, I reported what I found, and that level of bias was sufficient, I calculated, to have shifted over time somewhere between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes to Hillary without anyone knowing that this had occurred.
And so how does that get accomplished, these algorithms that are changed and adjusted and so forth, but to have that significant of an impact, obviously someone or something wants someone to win and someone to lose. For the person who goes on Google, how is that manifested?
Well, if you go onto Google and you type in anything that's election related, and that could be hundreds of things, you type in immigration or you type in the wall or, you know, you think of all the things that are related to elections. The point is you end up with some search suggestions that are flashed at you as you're typing. We now know that those search suggestions have a very, very powerful effect on people, and that they alone can shift opinions and votes dramatically. And then search results appear below. And the point is, if there's a bias in them, which means if a search result that's high up on the list, if that takes you to a web page that makes one candidate look better than another, well, if you're undecided and you're trying to make up your mind, what we've learned is that information posted high in Google search results will shift opinions among undecided people dramatically because people trust Google and they especially trust high-ranking search results. That's why 50% of all clicks go to the top two items.
Is that what Google did?
Well, again, I can't say what Google did, but I can tell you what we found. We found a very dramatic pro-Hillary Clinton bias on Google, but not the other search engines, and in all 10 search positions on the first page of search results. That's quite dramatic.
And now, Professor Epstein, it looks like it's intensified. So just, you know, we're doing this because the power is out in your car. That's fine. Hopefully you can get back to your house if it keeps having problems. But I want to get to your new findings. I read your report. It's incredible. Much worse than what was going on previously. They've been caught, so it seems they're intensifying because Congress has not yet, or the courts have not yet, held them accountable. Though federal courts, as you know today, Fifth Circuit officially certified the lower courts and said, this is election meddling, it's illegal, stop the surveillance, stop the censorship. So total vindication for you on that front. But we got a few minutes to break. For people who don't know, you know your prestigious background, give people your curricula vitae.
My PhD is from Harvard University. I've published 15 books and more than 300 articles, many of them in some of the top scientific journals in the world. I was editor-in-chief of Psychology Today magazine for about 4 years. I was an editor for Scientific American for a long time, a professor for many years. These days, I focus exclusively on research. I'm directing 31 different research projects, and a lot of those have to do with new forms of manipulation that the Internet has made possible. And the more we learn, and we just had another discovery last week, the more we learn, the more concerned we are. We are way past a brave new world or 1984. You have no idea. You have no idea the extent to which our elections, our minds, our kids are being manipulated 24 hours a day. And these companies are not just messing with us in the U.S. They're messing with more than 5 billion people around the world at this point.
All right, we got a few minutes to break. As long as your phone holds, this is, I think you got a big report out. Give us a little prelude when you go to break and come back. Your latest developments, well, what you discovered.
Well, what we've been doing lately is setting up a nationwide monitoring system. We call it our Digital Shield. If you go to americasdigitalshield.com, you'll get a glimpse of what's coming and what we're building. And we now have more than 11,800 field agents in all 50 states. They're all registered voters. In some cases, we've also recruited their kids with parents' permission. And we are doing to these companies what they are doing to us. We are surveilling them 24 hours a day, looking at real content that they're sending to real voters and real kids. And what we're finding is extremely disturbing. We're finding bias. We're finding evidence of manipulation. We're finding evidence of indoctrination. And instead of all this information being lost, as it usually is, and these companies count on that, we're capturing it. We're preserving it. We're archiving it. We're analyzing it. This is the way to beat them, is to make them accountable to the public. It's to shine a light on what they're doing. They never expected that anyone would capture all of this content, which they call ephemeral. They never thought so, that this is the temporary stuff that disappears and that's not stored anywhere. We've figured out how to capture it. That's how you stop them. You make them accountable. You will never stop them with laws or regulations. Our government is dysfunctional for one thing, but the fact is laws and regulations also move too slowly. Tech can always work around them. But
Dr. Epstein, stay there. I totally agree. Back in just a few minutes. Stay there, sir.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. Jim, the trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Worldwide, in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Epstein is having technical issues, so he'll be trying to reconnect with us tomorrow, and we're going to get this done one way or another, because he's got big developments. I've read the report. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this vital information to the future of the Republic is not going to get out there without your support, your word of mouth, and your prayer. And so I want to thank the listeners and viewers for your support. I want to encourage you now more than ever to share this live link. And once it's archived to Bandai Video today, that you share it, because the theft of the 2024 election is happening now, warns Dr. Epstein. That's basically your headline. And they're doing it in front of everybody. There's a whole bunch of ways to do it. They don't just do it on election day. And this has all come out now. It's all been proven. And you look at Dinesh D'Souza's police state movie coming out in a few weeks, and the trailer's out. And it's all about how now they're going to declare Trump supporters terrorists. And then yesterday, huge report comes out that the FBI has been told that all Trump supporters are being put in a terrorist database.
80-plus million people, for a coming civil war. They talk about a civil war. The FBI says that we don't think this is a good idea. This is crazy. Yeah. But don't think for a minute the technocrats don't know this will tear the country apart. The FBI's like, even if we're corrupt and evil, and I'm not saying they all are, but a bunch of them at the top are, there's certainly a bunch of yes-men and mercenaries from the middle up. They've taken over all the other agencies. Look how the Border Patrol is completing the smuggling process and letting drug kids on fentanyl come across, totally passed out babies, kids dying every day from it, coming across the border, drugged out of their minds by the smugglers. Am I saying the Border Patrol agents are all bad men and women? No, but they're being given illegal orders and they're following them. Where are the federal courts? Where's Congress? Where are we? We're doing our best to cover it. We're doing our best to go to the border. Let's show a few of these videos that are just out today on the border itself with audio. We showed the B-roll earlier. Roll this with audio. This is last night in Texas. Yeah, go ahead and play it. Thousands of people just running across the border, yelling and screaming like they're an invading army, brought up by the UN, brought up by the WEF. And I have clip after clip after clip just today of this happening, of this unfolding. And now they're closing high school and middle school gymnasiums all over the country to house these people. And we've got enraged citizens saying you've got to stop this. But it's also happening in Europe with the very same UN NGOs running the operation. Play clip 19. This is all male migrants flooding into Spain yesterday from Africa. So if you remember, 4 years ago, John Stewart made fun of Trump supporters and said, they claim there's an invasion. They claim everything's collapsing. They claim, meanwhile now, the same Democrats that said, come here, are saying, no, no, don't come to blue cities. And Biden is set, it was announced last week, to sign an executive order, which is totally illegal, to order the illegal aliens to stay in Arizona and Texas, where they'll then be given driver's license and they'll try to set them up to vote. So the system knows exactly what they're doing. This is all part of a major takeover plan. And then the man who is 60% of the field against all the other 10 Republican candidates has been indicted 4 times, 91 felony charges, and they're saying he can't say it's a fraud, and they're trying to gag him. They say they have gagged him. They're going to put him in jail. All right. Professor Robert Epstein, you've got your big report, Google's triple threat to democracy, our children, and our minds. You've been a big Democrat, but you're a moral guy. You're an expert in this. You exposed it in Congress 6-7 years ago and ongoing. You've been through a lot of persecution. Since then, you've got attorney generals to take action. You advise them publicly and privately, as you said. And you were saying that there is a massive outreach by big tech through the state telling them what to say and do to not just steal elections or influence elections, but to also manipulate the youth. So get into the main findings of your latest information.
Well, in 2022, in the midterm elections, we had 2,742 field agents located in 10 swing states, because that's where the action is. And we preserved more than 2.5 ephemeral 2.5 million ephemeral experiences on Google and other platforms. Now, I got a little bit of a phrase, ephemeral experiences, because that's the key to this whole thing, understanding what these companies do. 2018, there were leaked emails from Google to the Wall Street Journal. And in those emails, Google employees were discussing how they could possibly change people's views about Trump travel ban using, and I quote, ephemeral experiences. What are those? Those are those fleeting experiences we find, like you type in a search term and you get some search suggestions flashed at you. Those are being flashed at you, by the way. Then you get some search results, and those are ephemeral because after you click on one of them, they disappear. They're not stored anywhere. You can't go and find out what kind of search suggestions or results or answer boxes a company like Google is showing.
Doctor, I'm going to do this because it's a thing that some talk shows do. It's a technical problem. You just go for hours with it and just keep doing it. And it's something we've not ever been able to break ourselves of, but I appreciate you. You're a huge guest. I'm so honored to have you, but there's too many technical problems. You're breaking up. I would love to invite you back tomorrow if you can get to a place that has power and there's no problems, or I'd love to invite you back any day you want. I'm going to be talking to Tucker Carlson quite a bit here in the near future. I'm going to advise him, obviously, to try to get you on his show, And so you're doing an incredible job. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon. All right, folks, I'm going to pull the plug on that. That's gone on too long. Now, we'll get to this information. He's got huge stuff. Ephemeral is subconscious and near subconscious. And I see CNN's the best at this. They'll have incredibly fake headlines on the front page. When you click the headline, though, it takes you an article that's different. And then they're changing those headlines all the time so they can get away with even bigger whopper lies than what they tell during their regular operation. So that's exactly what he's doing. Now, I was glad he wanted to come on for 2 hours today, but because of problems, I'm going to pull the plug now. But this will definitely point people at his great research and work, and as soon as he has his technical issues handled, we'll get him back on. So don't worry. I was already ready to do 3-4 hours with no guests today. And so we are loaded with news and information that we're going to be breaking down. But I also want to open the phones up. So, coming up next segment, we're going to break. Coming up next segment, I'm going to give the number out, cover a bunch of news. And then the next hour, I want to take your calls specifically on... It's official. Homeland Security says if you voted for Trump, you are a terrorist. You are an enemy. You're to be watched. Does that intimidate you? Or does that just make you know how criminal the government is? I think you're like me. I think this will only make you be more outspoken. See, first they're going to try to make myself and Trump a criminal. Now they're saying you are a terrorist.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
I
am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
Two words for you.
The dramatic scene played out in front of cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
March. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
Hard to believe that is an 8-year-old promo. The reason I played it is it's just some of the latest police state stuff I warned of. And now the police state, pointed right at conservatives and Christians and Catholics and patriots, is the number one story. It's official. Biden has said the main terror threat is the American people. Trump supporters are terrorists. Newsweek, they're all reporting it. The left is saying it's time to use Homeland Security, just arrest us all, release all the violent criminals, put us in there. And the FBI is saying, well, if just 1% of 80 plus million Trump supporters don't go along, what's 1% of 80 million? Do the math. It's over 1.5 million people. But that's the plan. You're like, well, we'll crush the feds. Yeah, and the country will be wrecked. So we got to go through the attorney generals. We got to go through the states, legislatures. We've got to defund this through Congress. We got to stop this now. We got to have FBI whistleblowers like they're doing. More federal judges blocking it. Fifth Circuit just said it's illegal what Biden did, surveilling and censoring people, and that it was election theft. That's the Associated Press today. That's how we beat this. It will do not nothing if anybody's dumb enough to go shoot a federal marshal or an FBI agent. It'll help them. It'll help the globalists get this war started. So it doesn't just do nothing. It's negative. And people will say, because I see some people that all are calling for violence. They never do it themselves, though. Oh, Jones is a coward or Jones is a fed. It's time to start killing. You see that all over the place. Yeah, I'm a coward. Right. Let me show you a headline that's a pretty big deal. And I've actually got dozens of these. I mean, last week I've seen probably 20 of these headlines. I got two of them today. And this tells you everything you need to know. And when you hear me read this, you're going to go, oh, he's been saying this for a couple of years. Now it's all over the news. The talking point. The Trump collapse is coming, and he's taking Biden with him. The Hill. And Newsweek, and the Washington Post, and the New York Times, they're all, CNN, MSNBC. They're all saying the Trump collapse is here, but don't worry, Biden's going to be taken out too. Politically, criminally, assassination. I see them killing both men or something along those lines. To launch this civil war. And you're like, well, I have a normalcy bias. That's hard to believe. Well, just a year ago, Biden said we can't send Abrams tanks and heavy cruise missiles and F-16s. That's World War III. We can't send troops. Now, they admit the troops are there. They've been there the whole time. Now, the British are like, yeah, we're sending troops. The Russians are fine. We'll hit them with tactical nukes. That's nukes getting used, folks. You think that sounds safe? Think that sounds like a good thing? These are crazy people. And if Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who won't come back to America and live on giant yachts and private islands in the middle of nowhere in the South Pacific, think they're going to be safe from a nuclear war, they got another thing coming. You're the people endangering the planet. You're the people pushing us to the brink of war. You're the ones backing communist China while we have our energy sectors cut off. You're the warmongers. You're the tyrants. You're the oppressors. But you wear pink shirts and yellow socks and act all effeminate and non-threatening because you're smart. If you walked in a black uniform and said, I'm your master, we'd say no. But if you come and say, be nice, be liberal, you think people will go along with it. So now officially, you've seen the buildup to it, the declaration of war. Listen to me. This isn't rhetoric. This stuff sounds shocking, but you got to face reality. There's not an ounce of exaggeration, not an ounce of anything to this, but reality. The globalist, BlackRock globalist, feel like they run the government. They're not getting the blame. They can play us off against each other. They feel insulated. They feel invincible. And so they're moving the pieces into this for an accelerated global economic, cultural, food supply, energy collapse, out of which they believe the dumbed down masses, their words, will buy into the new ESG, eat the bugs, new world order, you'll own nothing, have nothing paradigm. That's their admitted plan. The end of the human age is here. In their words, they're demolishing it in front of you. And whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, a school teacher, an auto mechanic, a federal agent, a lawyer, a doctor, a farmer, a food delivery person, an 18-wheeler driver, a gardener, a psychologist, a member of Congress. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're a plumber or if you run a small and own a small pet shop, this is a post-human, end-of-human history move. By the way, just type in anything I say, and you'll have Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Naval Noah Harari, all of them saying it. And they're in control, boys and girls. And they've already begun the sabotage of civilization and society. They're already in high gear. So I'm open to the phones on one subject, martial law, the New World Order. It's a huge subject. The feds declaring the American people the enemy. Other feds leaking and saying, we don't want this. It's insane. Yeah, no kidding. Let's all pour gasoline on each other and light each other on fire and run around like morons. No. We're taking calls, police, military, but they'll go to the head of the line because I want to hear from them. I'm going to move quick, but it's open for everybody. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. What do you say about this? Because we've been totally vindicated. I didn't want to be vindicated. I wanted to stop this before it happened. I didn't want them to start rolling out COVID protocols again and be vindicated, but they're doing it. I'm vindicated. We mitigated it some, but maybe 30%. At least we're not taking it lying down. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Or 877-789-ALEX. Hour number two straight ahead. Don't forget, my new book is available, signed or unsigned. It's a powerful book, and we need the funds to operate. The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.